Okay, so the next step within the do-it goal setting or problem-solving strategy is to think about the needed resources and impact for each of the different alternative approaches that have been suggested. So first, thinking about a token economy. Often this is a very powerful way of changing behavior. However, it requires that a teacher or responsible adult keeps a fairly close eye on Lillian so that they're able to reinforce her use of the targeted skills. This may be challenging to implement at recess time, which is traditionally a very busy time of day. Social stories may be one effective component of the intervention. It would require that a social story be written and practiced with Lillian, but again, social stories have been found to be an effective intervention. The use of a paraeducator, as I mentioned, is a frequently considered alternative in teaching new skills. One of the challenges here, though, is that we are hoping Lillian will make use of these skills during playtime, and ideally this would be a time for child-to-child contact without a lot of adults around. Peer training may also be an important part of this intervention. However, ideally we would find something that would increase the use of the targeted skills by Lillian herself and not just by her peers. And that brings us to video self-modeling.